This is Akashwani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on Annual Survey of Industries 2022-23. The participants are Sharat Kohli, Economic Analyst, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
A warm welcome to Akashwani, Sharat.
Thank you so much, Rajesh.
For the people who are listening to us on the Annual Survey of Industries, I would like you to elaborate on the primary purpose of the ASI in India and what is the objective of the ASI and its significance in evaluating the industrial sector.
Well, good evening to the listeners of Akashwani. Well, this is an ASI of different kind. We're more used to listening to ASI as Archaeological Survey of India, but very few people know that there is another ASI which is very useful, and this is not an organization, it's a survey. And the objective of the survey is to basically help the government, help the policymakers in framing a policy, in giving a direction to the economy which is dominated by industry. It also helps in ascertaining as to how much is the share of the industry. Also helps in deciphering, you know, I would say, that what are the problems being faced, how much is the gross value addition, how much is the net value addition, how much is the labor force, what are the regions where industry is primarily concentrated in. So I think without a survey of this kind, it will be hitting in the dark when it comes to policy making.
So in this survey of 2022-23, gross value added grew by 7.3% in current prices, and the industrial output grew by more than 21%. In the layman's term, what is the significance of this 21% growth and 7.3% gross value added?
Well, to a layman, you know, it's the output which is more evident and which is more, I would say, on the surface. Because you measure, suppose factory was producing 100 tons of material X, and next year it produces 120 tons. So we say that the output has grown by 20%. Whereas what happens if you only look at the output, there are a lot of contributors to this output. Maybe, you know, the raw material input may have increased. Maybe the design of the product would have changed. So another very important parameter which comes is gross value addition. And to help the listeners understand what is value addition is basically, if you're putting 100 rupees of a product of raw material in a factory, the sale price of the finished product, let's say, comes to 110 rupees. So we say that we have added gross value of 10 rupees. So what went in as a raw material for 100 rupees came out as finished product of 110 rupees. So which is what we call as gross value addition. Now, similarly, there is net value addition, because when you say gross value addition, there is depreciation, which is counted. So when we reduce depreciation from the gross value addition, we come out with something which is called net value addition. Another related parameter, which is very important in this survey, which people need to understand and which we keep hearing when we get macroeconomic data, Rajesh, is capital formation. What is capital formation? Capital formation is the speed at which private investments take place in the industrial sector. The speed at which the industrialists decide to invest money, and that it gets converted in the form of capital. And for the people who understand finance as well, you know, your balance sheet carries the capital block. So it eventually shows up in your capital block. So if my capital block of a balance sheet of a particular year is, let's say, 100 crores, the next year my capital block is, let's say, 140 crores, which means that I have added 40 crores of capital to my business, to the industry. So capital formation, gross value addition, net value addition, and of course the output. These are four or five important parameters which we study as part of the annual survey of industries. And these are the four parameters primarily, although there are other things also. We take into account the machinery, we take into account the technology, we take into account the labor participation, we take into account the land usage. There are several other things, but these four, I would say, is the crux of all the industrial survey that happens. And this is what, when I said it helps in preparing a roadmap for the future, these are the factors which help in preparing the roadmap for the policymakers for the next 10 years or next 5 years, as to where is the industry growing. So I think it's important for listeners to know as to how does output relate to gross value addition, and how does gross value addition relate to net value addition, and how does net value addition relate to capital formation at the end of the day when we see it as a performance by the industry, Rajesh.
Okay, Sharat, what key industries driving the growth in output and GVA in the manufacturing sector in this period?
Well, I would say, as far as India and industry, we all know that the contribution of industry in the economy particularly the manufacturing sector, is about 17% as of now. So if I take it in a unitized form, I would say that every sixth unit of the GDP comes from manufacturing. Although the contribution is less, if you ask me, for a growing country like India, we are 100 to 145 crores at this point of time. It is a bit less because we are still primarily an agricultural driven economy where 65 to 70% of the people depend directly or indirectly on agricultural sector. What I think the change is happening. This used to be 10 years ago, this contribution used to be 12 to 13%. From 12 to 13%, we moved on to 17%. And I think the way Make in India is growing and the way the country is galloping, I would say, you know, the growth of 7 to 8%, being the fifth largest economy, racing towards becoming the third largest economy. I would say in manufacturing, automobiles take away a major chunk of the overall share of industrialization, because automobile almost tries and hits 50%. So for me, that is the foremost. Of course, then it's followed by steel industry. It's followed by mining as well. It's followed by, you know, a lot of new sectors have come up. We've got sectors in IT-driven products, hardware, mobile phones, 2 lakh crores. Imagine 10 years ago, we were only doing 1,556 crores of mobile phones in India. Today, after 10 years, we are doing 2 lakh crores of mobile phones in India. 97% of the mobiles which me and you and the rest of the people in the country use are being manufactured in India. This is the sunrise industry. And I think I would be committing a crime if I do not mention, when we look forward to something in industrialization, is the semiconductors, you know, the fab units, where the government has committed about 1,40,000 crores total investments. Government itself has given incentives worth 76,000 crores. So I think if you ask me, Rajesh, the whole dimension of the industrialization in India over the last 10 years has changed. We have moved away from just manufacturing steel and a few other things. We've moved a long way. We've come a long way. And today we are standing at a point where we are manufacturing some semiconductor, that steel still remains, to electronics. 10 years ago, in the defense sector, Rajesh, we were not even manufacturing nuts and bolts in our country. From that point, today we are net exporters of defense. 21,000 crore worth of exports happening. We are manufacturing aircrafts. We are manufacturing missiles. We are manufacturing long-range missiles. We are manufacturing naval ships. We are just doing anything which we were never doing before. So I think I would say industry has seen sea change over the last decade. And I think the road ahead for me is looking absolutely bright. We are going to be called the factory of the world in the next 10 years, Rajesh, which China had that title over the last 3 decades, I would say.
So you mentioned that the main drivers of this growth were the industries like the manufacture of basic metal, petroleum products, food products, chemical and chemical products, and motor vehicles. So that means that the percentage growth in employment in the manufacturing sector in 2022-23 compared to the previous year grew.
Well, I think employment, as far as, because these are all labor-intensive industries. If you leave out a few where we are using artificial intelligence, where we are using IoT and other things, all the industries have appeared in the survey. They are all very, very labor-intensive. And, you know, for the people who express fear that automation or machines coming in or technology coming in is taking away the jobs. Well, the surprise for them is that lots and lots of people have been employed in these industries. You know, the participation of labor force in the country has grown phenomenally. We are now more than 60% as far as the labor force participation is concerned. All these industries, whether it is automobiles, whether it is food processing, whether it is coke, whether it is mining, you know, they are all needing. And the best part of labor participation here is that we are now getting more and more prepared for a skill-based labor force. It's not just you just pick up the people from the road and you give them employment. It is about training them, skilling them, and then bringing to the fore. So it not just provides an employment, but also provides to them a future where they can grow, their average incomes, their family incomes increase, their take-home salaries increase. Every time they change a job, they get better salary. So all these industries, and I would like to particularly again mention automobiles here, because we've seen so much of foreign investment in automobiles with these car manufacturing, you know, commercial vehicle manufacturing taking shape, that it has brought in a new set of skilled workers in India, because these industries, especially automobiles, they themselves use a lot of automation. If you happen to visit a factory, where, for example, cars or two-wheelers are being manufactured, you will find that so many of the efforts being made there are being done by robots. Well, effectively, what people would think is that probably nobody must be working in that factory. It must be working automatically. But you'll be surprised when you go there that you need people to operate these sophisticated machines and robots. And these are the people who are now getting employed. And it has brought down India's unemployment rate, which used to be, I remember during COVID, it shot up phenomenally. It is now down to 3 to 5%, although precise estimate of unemployment numbers in our country is always a tough call. We can make out by the EPFO data. We can make out by some private organizations making survey. But a general understanding and some of the government numbers and statistics released in the past, they indicate that it is down to between 3 and 5%, where it used to be 8%. This is the period I'm referring to when Make in India was just announced and it started taking shape. And another very important aspect, Rajesh, I would like to mention about industry is that post-COVID, after 2020, when, you know, the whole world was struggling, the economies were struggling to survive, revive, and somehow, you know, stay afloat, we made an opportunity out of that crisis. And we have seen phenomenal investments in industry coming from China, which were going to China, and they are now coming to India, which has propelled, industry to move to the next level, Rajesh.
Okay, Sharad, would you discuss the trends in wages and the employment of workers and other employees as observed in the ASI? I was reading the survey, somewhere around 6.3% increase in wages have been registered.
Yes, because we should see that the samples taken in this survey, if you read the report carefully, you would find that the samples taken have been on different bases. In some areas, factories employing 50 or more people were surveyed. In some areas, 75 or more employed people were surveyed. In some areas, more than 100 workers employed were surveyed. And we must not forget that some of these industries surveyed come from MSME sector. As far as the wages are concerned, I think the wages, what I spoke of in my earlier answer, that when you do skilling, when you find people are getting more and more skills, obviously the wages increase. And, you know, the employer is compelled to increase the wages because the value addition that that employee is doing to your industry, the productivity with that employee is bringing to your industry, the contribution to the output of that particular employee gets unmatched with the efflux of time. So the increase in wages is a natural progression. If we do not provide adequate wages, there is tough competition. These people are going to move. They are going to look for more opportunities here and there. And I think realizing that the wages have been steadily moving, I won't say that the wages have moved in the manner that probably these employees would have ideally expected. But then so long as the wage increase matches inflation, I would say that the wage increase has been satisfactory. But in the times to come, see, I give a very futuristic view, Rajesh, to this report, because the report, first of all, speaks about the year 22-23. And as we talk today, in Money Talks today, we are into the year 24-25. So we are anyway dating back more than 2 years when we speak about this data, which is why I want to be more in the present. So if this survey, for example, was done today, I would have said that the wage increase, which you spoke about, would have been about 10% to 12% on an average for skilled workforce in the industries we have just spoken, because what has happened in the last 2 years is landmark, because Make in India has suddenly got a kind of a catalytic boost over the last 2 years, 3 years. And the kind of investments which are relocating from China in manufacturing sector, in the industrial sector, have been very, very noticeable, okay. Which is why I feel that if this survey is put in the perspective, you will find wage increase to be much better than what has been projected here or what was noticed. And we should also not forget, Rajesh, that this wage increase or this survey was done just after 2021 when COVID walked away from our country. So 22-23 was, I would say, probably the first year when we had a normal kind of industrial progress. So which is why you see this much. But see, as I said, if you see this in the perspective, you will find wage increase even better than what we are noticing in the ASI.
On that note, Sharad, thank you so much for your expert comments on the annual survey of industries. And thank you so very much for being with Akashvani.
Thank you so much, Rajesh.
You were listening to a discussion on Annual Survey of Industries 2022-23. The participants were Sharad Kohli, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.